This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right. So, here we are in another edition of Reinvention Radio. That was interesting, huh?
that went really well. People should listen.
And so did it pass your muster? Were we okay with my men cheat there? All good, Mary Goulet, on your end?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I just was wondering if we were going to get any other juicy stuff out of it, but it was good.
That would be another episode. that would be a whole other episode. We tried to keep it, Reinvention Radio obviously has an explicit rating as it needs to be, but we tried to keep that one a little more PG. Not to say we didn't get a little R there, but kept it a little more PG because, I just didn't want you to end the year feeling like, gosh, what should I do as far as Reinvention Radio is concerned? Should I continue with this show? I wanted you to stay on, Mary, and I knew if we went too green that you'd be like, oh, man, no, I'm out of here. I gotta get, no. No,
but then you did throw in the Dave Founder thing.
You know what? And you're dating him now. So, I got to tell you, that's Reinvention Radio, where Mary Goulet
finds love. I hope he's not listening.
So
then I have to explain that.
For all those who are joining us on Reinvention Radio here live today, that is awesome. Thanks for joining us on Blab. That is a new technology platform that we've been kicking around where we can do video and audio and all that fun stuff at the same time. And I am in a remote location, which is much to my chagrin, because I really wanted to be in studio there with White Wade and Scott Hoffman and Mary Goulet and Richard Tay and the crew, but still stuck in Chicago, trying to make my back. And hopefully I will be there on the 31st, which is the plan, because I got to get my puppies back from you, Mary.
I know. I don't think you will be getting your puppies back. They're adorable.
And the girls have been loving up on the dogs, huh?
Yes, and Sterling said, well, Mom, I want to go into the studio with you today so that we can show the puppies to Steve, and Steve can see them, and then I'm sure that they'll recognize him. Like, no.
You mostly want them coming in studio just because of the topic of the show.
Yeah, right? Protect my daughter. So you didn't see this, totally. But I just got in trouble by Rich.
What'd you do?
Well, because I was trying to find the email for Scott's segment, and I didn't see the blab, and then when he came on, I didn't mute him, so you actually, did this to me. He was like,
ooh.
I know. I need Steve to be in studio to back me.
She's potted me down.
I know.
That's why.
Now you hear me. That's why. Now you see why.
You know what? Don't mess with
your
trolls,
man. Not muting your mic on Blab, keeping the mic down in the radio.
Well, you didn't say much last. You know. Oh, my gosh. Steve, come back to the studio.
Right, so you can pod me down. Great. Yeah, awesome. Well, at least now we got Rich's mic working. And I see Scott's in studio, man. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Nice to doing great. Doing great. Really good to see you. I even though you're on camera as opposed to in person, but it's all good. You're from Evanston.
I know.
We're from the same neighborhood.
I wanted to be there, believe me. My wife wanted us to be there. My kids wanted us all to be there. And most importantly, our dogs wanted us to be there because they're like, yeah, Mary Goulet, Sterling Porsche, it's been fun, but we're ready to go home and run around our yard, right?
No.
Although you got 17 acres there in Encinitas, so they're like, yeah, we kind of like this.
I tried to send you video because they're hilarious. They run like crazy and trip over each other. It was so funny.
No, it's funny.
Nice.
Oh, man. All right. So as we come here to a close of 2015, and by the way, I don't know if you've had a chance to check recently, Mary, but Reinvention Radio is starting to pick up some pretty good steam on the iTunes and the Stitchers and the whatnot. So thank you for those who have been subscribing and rating and reviewing and sharing the episodes with others, because often an hour-long show, there's at least 3 or 4 minutes that are worth listening to.
Right. And they don't connect. So you have to catch 15 seconds here, 20 seconds there.
There's probably an app for that.
It's like it's like a scavenger hunt. You never know where you're going to find like the good stuff in Reinvention Radio, but it's like scattered, scattered there throughout. But so one of the awesome things about this year for me has definitely been doing the show with you, Mary, and with you, Rich, and the amazing guests that we've had in studio and on the phone, and of course on Blab as well. And so as you look forward to 2016, we kind of did a review there of some things that you were excited about that made you happy. And just really were like, man, 2015 was a good year because of X, Y, or Z. You guys covered a couple of those. So let's do a little round robin. We'll start with Scott. As you look forward to 2016,
yes.
What are a couple of things that got you really excited, man?
Oh, okay. Let's see. First, one of them would probably be I have someone very interested in funding my new company, which is always exciting. I have my first live event coming up in April and training a bunch of really cool men out in Chicago, as a matter of fact, my old hometown.
So nice.
Good things.
Yeah, that's the old stomping ground for me as well, and that's where I'm stuck now. But actually, we probably didn't do a very good job of bringing you in here. So Scott Brandon Hoffman is actually in studio with us, and we lost the audio on Blab, but you know, we regained it there on the recording. Hopefully, Rich tries to figure out what's what. But so Scott, give people a quick overview of who you are and what you're doing, and because you said you're coaching some men, you got some things going on. So give us that overview.
Yeah, quick story, I guess. So I grew up in Glencoe, out in Chicago. I'm sure you're familiar with that, being from Evanston. And
I won't hold it against you.
Sorry about that. We're like arch rivals, right? We got like the new tour thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. And when I was 5 years old, I was playing piano. When I was 10 years old, I was getting paid professionally as a photographer, and I was really creative, and I was funny, and always cracking up and having a good time everywhere I went, and got the old message from, you know, from my dad when I said I wanted to go to music school and do all this creative stuff, and he goes, you can't make a living doing that shit. So I went off and got a finance degree, became a stock trader, made $1 million by the time I was 28, and that started the first part of me going on this new journey, because that happened really fast. It was really quick and amazing, and it was very life-changing, and it was a really interesting way to live and to be able to experience all that stuff at such a young age. And then I got a wake-up call. So there was a time I went in there and I walked in the back of the crowd. Normally I was in the front of the crowd, if you're familiar with, like, you know, the crazy yelling and screaming on the floor of these trading floors. And I went to the back of the crowd instead of being in front, where I always fought to be one of the leaders and bad boys in there. And I started seeing everything in slow motion. It was this really weird experience. And I was watching the spit fly by in slow motion, seeing people pushing, yelling, screaming, and doing all this stuff, trying to just pull money out of the air. And I got this message, and it said, you don't belong here anymore. And I literally walked out. I walked out. There's more to that story, but it's not coming through. I literally walked away from that career, and I took the next 10 years off, and I just started reading, journaling, meditating, going to every workshop, every guru, and went off on this whole wild and crazy path. And that started going from one extreme to the other, and that took me into being a bit like a monk. And I got a little bit too crazy, you know, spending 5 and 6 hours a day and handling things, you know, doing rituals and prayers and saltwater baths and crystal blessings and all this other stuff. And that wasn't too good either, because then all of a sudden when you start doing that, money go bye-bye, right?
Right.
It's like you start losing your way.
You lose your edge.
Yeah, you lose your edge. I lost my masculinity and started to turn into a crystal man. And it really wasn't overly exciting. And so... All this other time after that basically brought me back to the center now, because I've gone from, you know, I've read over 1,000 books, been on this path for probably a good 15 plus years, and just came back to the middle of it. And I started doing all this work, and it was a long path. It was all the internet marketing stuff. I was doing joint ventures for T. Harv Eker, learned from Eben Pagan and Jason Moffitt and Frank Kern, all those guys. Started doing joint ventures for other people, product launches, email campaigns, all this internet stuff. Still chasing the money as the main factor, not really paying attention to that thing that was really inside my own heart and my own story. And after a while, I just started going through my own path, and I've been doing all this work on myself, and I just got to a point where I said, you know what? Fuck this. Start being yourself. Listen to your heart. I said an F word.
No, it's not just funny because you're like being crystal spiritual, man and spiritual man.
If you saw the part, it's the Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey and Deepak, so Jim Carrey's fucking crazy. Just so you know. Yeah, and that's what's fun about it. So I went through that whole path of just trying to figure myself out, and I was coaching people and helping other people do it, and I just got to a point where I just said, this is who I am, because I kept going, are you into music? Are you into comedy? Are you a screenwriter? Are you a director? Are you a comedian? Are you a spiritual teacher? It's like, who are you? And then I finally just said, yeah, I'm all of that shit, and I'm just going to put it all together, and that's what I do now, and that's where we're headed into with the new company, moving and everything, we're moving forward.
Wow. Yeah, awesome, man. Well, thanks for the background on that, and we'll circle back to you then, because we got to catch a quick little Mary Goulet here in terms of 2016, because I want to make sure that you get in. Which is what's got you excited about the coming year? I want to make sure we cover that real quick. What 2016? We're at the end of the year here, 1 minute to go. So you're gonna actually take us out to the break as well. We can pay White Wade's bills. But what's got you excited about 2016?
Well, let's see. Writing a new book, launching my show anew, very exciting. Continuing on with you guys, my knuckleheads. my awesome kids and, you know, my real estate business and my adventure with my new boyfriend, which is going to be great.
Ooh.
I know.
This is nice.
Yes. I'm very excited. I feel like I've pulled it all together now and it's just execution time.
And you have, and Reinvention Radio is a big part of that. And so we appreciate you being here, Mary, because we love you. And we will certainly have an awesome 2016 with the show. And we will be right back with more Reinvention Radio right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
Oh, man, that is too funny. All right, welcome back to another edition of Reinvention Radio. And by the way, I could have, like, see this house that I'm in. It's like this Frank Lloyd Wright replica that they built in River Forest. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I figured, you know, just because of how sophisticated I am, and you know how I always am just up-leveling the education of America,
yep.
I decided I would broadcast from the library. I look kind of smart in here, don't I? I need books around me to look smart. So
none of us responded, okay?
I know. It's like dead silence.
Totally.
It's
dead.
Like dead air crickets.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for all your support.
We
there.
Got your so, back.
You know what? I think you always look smart. That's just what I'm saying.
Well, thank you for that, man. And that's why we chose you for the show, you know, because we're smart people. All right. So very cool. Here's the deal, right? So we've got Scott Brandon Hoffman here joining us live in the San Diego studio. I'm in from Chicago on a remote. Yeah. And Mary Goulet and Rich Ote are holding it down along with White Wade and Kelly Polker. Got the whole crew working here over the holidays. And then we're going to take, you know, I decided it would be a good idea to give the whole crew just a lot of time off here for the holidays. So we'll be back next Thursday. And there we go. Yeah, 2 days. And that's what we get. But
what?
Reinvention Radio, we're slave drivers around here. No, I'm just kidding. We're not doing it on Thursday, Mary. Mary's like, what? No,
what?
Not Thursday.
Mary's like, what about the new boyfriend?
We'll do it the next Thursday. And by the way, Mr. Wonderful just joined us on Blab, which is awesome because I love that guy on Shark Tank. He's great. So Blab is very cool. Nice new platform. Thanks, Rich Ote, for holding that down. And whatever we did, we got wonderful to join us. So very cool. All right, so Scott, let's talk a little bit about what your work is now, because I mean, clearly you're doing some pretty interesting things that when you come right down to it, it's like the polar opposite of where you were when you got started. And there's a lot of folks who are going to be listening. They're going to say, oh, well, he made money, then he found himself, right? It's like that whole, okay, if you don't have to worry about money.
Sure, I'll tell you about the $7 that were left. I'll tell you about the $7 that were left in the account using 3 credit cards. We'll see if that gets them back.
Wow.
All right. Well, maybe then you bring them back to, as we're doing, reinventing reality, right?
Yeah.
So talk about that, though, because there are folks who are going to say, okay, yeah, you had the money, you made the money, and you kind of crossed that bridge there, and now you can do this spiritual type stuff. How do you address some of those folks?
Okay. So let me put a little context in. The first thing was, the reason I turned spiritual was because I made all that money, and I had a moment in my apartment. It was probably around in my condo, like I think it was at the end of the year, and I was like, I just made $1 million, and everything went great, and I was in a fetal position rocking back and forth on my kitchen floor feeling like I wanted to die. So that was really the catalyst that made me go back, because I guess I left that part out.
Yeah.
That was the catalyst where I said, what the fuck is that about? It's something's off here. And that started the thing when I went on a little trip and went away for a bit, and I came back, and that's when I went back to the floor and had that little voice in my head, the poltergeist, tell me to get out, and I left. And that's what started it. And so, yes, I did have money at that time, a lot, a good amount, and I went off and did my thing and studied, and that was part of the luxury of, quote-unquote, having money and being abundant and all that part of it. During that process, as I was saying, as I went a little bit too far down the road and you start taking your eye off the money and you start chanting a little bit too much, you know, things start to show up or don't show up. And I was in some real estate properties. I lost like $700,000 or $800,000 in a short period of time. So I had some crash and burns. I got down to a few points where I literally had to go in for food and use 3 different credit cards and put food back. So just to let people know, I've been on both sides of the coin, you know? And I also know that the reason that happened was because I just gave up on, I just blew off that whole part of me. I went from one extreme to the other. And that was what gave me the balance and gave me that duality kind of, I call it a bit slap from the universe and saying, yes, it's nice to have love in your heart and be God, but don't forget you need to eat and you need to take care of yourself and be something in the world. So fast forward with that, then I started doing all the work and reinventing and doing all this other stuff, and it's got me back to this new point. And I've always had the abundance mentality, and I've always had that consciousness. It's where I grew up in that area, and all the books and everything I've read and studied, it's who I am. It's like, you know, it's part of what I do. But I did fight it and rebel against it for a long time. I was like, fuck business, I'm tired of that stuff, I just want to be woo-woo. And, you know, and it caused a few problems, you know?
I know, those
and
two so, go together so well.
Yeah, they do, don't they? And so now I just brought it back to center. And for me, what it is all about is mixing all those talents, all those passions, all the drives, everything that's really inside what I love to do. And it sounds woo-woo, but, you know, I'm proud of it. It's the, I really put my heart and my soul first. And from there,
let me ask you this, man, because when there's a lot of people who talk about living their truth, what in your mind, what does that exactly mean?
There's a couple layers of it. I think at the physical level, I got Casey next to me, so I can go here without being ganged up on.
Wait, we've got Casey and the Sunshine Band in studio right now.
Casey, the one day
I get stuck. Oh, man. Mary, you didn't tell me Casey and the Sunshine Band was going to be there.
Yeah, and you're really missing out. So.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole synchronicity thing between me and him, too, so we'll have to go into that part.
Let me set it up real fast, and then we can have Chris join in, because these two have some synchronicities going on just by the nature of what they do.
Yep.
So my friend Chris and his lovely wife, Gail, and their 3 kids are staying in my rental for a month from Akron, Ohio. I'm like, hey, you got to come down and, you know, meet Rich and Steve. And he got lucky. He didn't have to meet Steve. And so he's here.
Steve's right here. He wants to.
That's funny.
Anyway, that's no, that's funny. Not true. I said, you'll have to come back and meet him another time. But you get to see him on Blab. So Scott comes in. And during the break, Scott turns to Chris and goes, hey, man, what's your name again? He goes, Chris Carter. He goes, You're KC? Are you kidding me? And then they just took off from there.
Because I sat here and I was looking at it, I go, he looks like KC, but I'm like, there's no way he'd be in San Diego right now.
Right.
And because he's like, he's my soul brother. He's like doing, he gets it too. It's like he does the business, but he's doing his mantras and his meditation, his music. Badass music, by the way. Badass.
Oh, like I saw, were you the one playing the guitar today? Were you playing?
Not today. I purposely did not bring any guitars out to California for this round. But yeah, it's so funny.
Wait, we've got somebody more exciting than Scott in the studio. Let that guy talk.
Scott,
not by a long shot.
You know, Nick Unsworth warned me about you.
Yeah, he should.
As soon as Scott started sharing his opening story and his backstory, I realized how much I have in common with this dude. And then I realized, looking at his face closer, that we've been Facebook friends for a long time now. We've been in touch a bunch of times online. But what are the chances of you sitting down next to me starting to give an interview?
How awesome.
It's the universe, yeah, man.
Totally.
And it took Reinvention Radio to bring it all together.
No,
that
Mary.
Is so awesome.
It was Mary.
Mary, well, there you go. Mary Goulet. Hey, I've got nothing to do with anything that goes on there. All right, so did you even let Scott, like, answer, like, what it means to live his truth?
Did he not.
Even define what that means? No. So So let's go back to the original question, Mary Goulet.
Sorry.
What does that actually mean, to live your truth?
So what that means to me is getting completely out of your way, out of your bullshit, out of your stories, and just knowing what's in your heart, what gives you energy. I know it sounds cliche, but it is true, and it lights you up. The shit that gives you so much joy and so much energy, and that you just would do all day long, and you just dream about it, you're fantasizing about it, and if you don't do it, you're going to bust. And that's why I think so many people end up in depression, they end up in careers that they hate, they even end up, I know so many entrepreneurs behind the scenes even, and I'll put this out, because I speak it like it is, like my brother Steve over here. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs that put on the happy face, but underneath it all, they're not following their passion. They're just doing what they think they're supposed to do, or they're doing certain kind of programs, or they're doing, you know, whatever they think it takes. But there's very few people really, really following that spark. And when you do, as Casey over here, my brother, knows, and I know you guys know too, it really, it just makes you alive.
It's interesting. It's scary because Mary, I got to be honest, they figured us out. We got to go.
I know.
Well, Casey was holding up cue cards. That's why I figured that part out.
Right. too funny.
So,
all right,
cool.
So you obviously, but you come from a background that like has nothing to do with the stuff that you teach, right? So there's a lot of haters out there who are going to be like, oh, you know, what gives this guy the right to be a teacher? What gives this guy the right to be a coach, to do these events, etc.? How do you address some of those haters out there? I mean, who really say like, you're not qualified to do this. You just woke up one day and decided this is what you should be doing. What do you say to those sort of folks?
I love these questions because this is such a cool show that way. Different than all the other shows. They're like, so just tell us how we can kiss your ass and make you look good. No, that's a great question. That is an awesome question. And my answer to that, the first one that pops in my mind is Les Brown had a quote, because he was, you know, you guys all know Les Brown.
Yeah.
All right, he came from the ghetto. He was born in a drawer or whatever on the floor with his brother. And people were going, you know, what qualifies you? And he goes, the fact that I'm here. And that's one step. It's like, you know what? I don't have to listen to anybody's bullshit. I love everybody. I honor everybody. This is my truth. And number two, the credentials of going through hell probably 5 or 6 times and back, that's all I need. And 1,000 books and studying everything else and meditating for 15, 20 years. You know, I got a lot of wisdom and I'm very confident in that realm. And people can love it or they can suck it.
You know what I think?
Rude. Not that way.
Yeah, yeah, make right. A new t-shirt.
But you know,
love
be inspired. I think that inspires people. Right, Chris?
What I like to say to people is, I'm sorry and you're welcome. Or I'm sorry, not sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
I honor you, but namaste and shit.
Namaste.
Right? That's perfect. We got our tagline. I was looking for that. All right, hold on. I'm typing it into Blab right now. Reinvention Radio, love it or suck it. That's great. That's our tagline.
All right.
That's it. All right. See,
every $10,000 invoice
coming. High-priced marketers, like, you know, what were we paying them, Mary? Like 50 grand or something in air? Something like that. I mean, it was like we were paying all sorts of money to get that tagline. Scott steps in, 12 seconds into the show, Reinvention Radio, love it or suck it. There we go. All right, very cool. All right, we're going to be back with Scott Brennan Hoffman and KC and Mary Goulet and Rich Orte and the gang here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right. Welcome back to the Reinvention Radio. That's your host, Steve Ulcher. All right, man, that was interesting. On break there, I picked up the book, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I've actually never read that book. I can't believe how many times I say the N-word in, like, the six pages I looked at it. Like, every other word is the N-word in Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Who knew? That's uncool. We make our high school students read this book. What's wrong with this world?
Crazy.
So here's where I'm going. We got Scott Brandon Hoffman here joining us today. Very, very cool. And by the way, the website is scottbrandonhoffman.com. Is it correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and best blog ever. So if you go to Scott Brandon Hoffman and you check out the blog, it's like it's the best blog ever, because unless I'm just totally missing something, it's just, you know, really like not like mobile optimized or whatever, there's like one post and the whole blog post is always believe in yourself, know who you really are and how powerful you are, and then you will begin to get a glimpse of the real you. That's the best blog ever. That's it. It's like you just say what you want to say. Isn't that sort of like an about page? I think your web designer got like the about page and the blog thing confused. There's more the blog somewhere, no?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm like, well, see, I'm going on the radio again. I got all these people looking at my site. I've got about 20 or 30 new podcasts to put on there and a bunch of content. I'm like, no, I'll just leave up Believe. It's like, I haven't updated it.
No,
he didn't do it, actually. He had something else up there. He had some picture of like a desert rose or something.
You guys are funny.
No, it's a great site. I mean, obviously, once you populate it and there's something to read, I think people get something out of it. So cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Appreciate that, a consultant.
Oh, man. All right. So what exactly does it mean to bridge this gap of self-help in Hollywood? I mean, what are you trying to get there exactly?
So my take on that is, being an avid consumer of both, that self-help, from my perspective, the majority of teachers, no names mentioned, of course, because I'm a loving being, are boring as shit. Fluorescent lighting.
A loving being who says fuck and namaste and shit.
My God, I was just telling Mary, my God swears. My God laughs, my God swears, my God has fun, but there's a lot of love in this heart. That's all I'm saying.
Some people have called me God before. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are. You are.
Brother.
You are a God, Steve. I see you. I see you very deeply.
Can pod you down.
So my experience with it is, you know, everyone's saying the same thing. There's really nothing new in the world. At the end of the day, it's kind of like, thoughts are things, I create my reality, I'm an infinite being, whatever. Yeah, okay, got it. And everyone's just putting them in packages and selling and doing whatever they want. And that's cool, but my experience is just as a consumer, as an artist, as you know, someone who's owning my own vibration of how I do it and my own energy that I bring to it, I felt there was a you know, something missing, and it's called being cool, hip, and fun in that space. So it's basically bringing the cool, hip, and fun to spiritual transformation, to personal development, getting people to laugh, getting people to play, having fun, bringing that kind of energy, but also giving them the bomb, the wisdom bombs. Hollywood, to me, is missing the heart and the soul and the humanity. So my love of being a musician and a filmmaker and an artist and a comedian and all those things is, let's just merge those two universes together and create this whole new thing. And I've had tremendous response with it. So as soon as I get out there in the next bigger way here, I'm sure it's going to take off, because there's a need for it. There's a need for some heart in Hollywood and people doing in our other space to have some fucking fun with it. I'm swearing a lot on this show.
Yeah, you are.
It must be
the microphone.
It is. You know what? This is the F
microphone.
It's the F mic. It's a big F right there.
Because it's Steve's mic.
Oh.
Steve is.
See, I'm picking up your energy. I forgot to, like, you know, protect myself, and it's shooting off the mic.
Wait a minute. You gave Scott my mic?
Well, because Rich is sitting next to me, and he switched my. Yeah, I don't know. It's all. But you know what? There's a lot of synchronicities in this room because Rich has, like, big on the play part of life and doing things and background in film. So
13 years.
Totally, guys.
And we got Encinitas in Cardiff, and we got Casey and the Sunshine Band over here.
Yeah, Steve, he lives right down the road from me.
With Jonathan got Jonathan Fields kind of hanging around. All kinds of stuff.
Right, nice.
And Mr. Bold.
Right.
And Mr. Bold.
And Mr. Bold
and
in the library.
Bold in the house, exactly.
And the best part, Steve's stuck in Chicago.
It's a beautiful day in the library. And I'm actually after the show, I'm on a crusade to get Huckleberry Finn out of the school system. That's who knew coming in the library picking up a random book, I would get a new crusade. That's the new mission of Reinvention Radio, to get Huckleberry Finn out of the high school curriculum. All right, so let's do this. You've got an event coming up, right? Or you do something take us through that. What is that all about?
Well, this event is, I'm actually doing it with two of my mastermind partners, and the working name right now is Rock and Roll Love Fest. So it's going to be three of us doing our thing. There'll be, on my segment, there'll be improv, there'll be music, there'll be comedy, there'll be some deep satsang and some cool namaste and shit kind of shizzle. And one of the other women that'll be there, her name's Amma, and she's like the female version of me. She's nuts. She's so healing and deep and spiritual, and she tosses more F-bombs than me, and she's like a truck driver with this huge heart. She's this oracle of shit. It's like an oracle of shit and an oracle of this incredible love. And then my friend PJ, I don't know if you guys know PJ, he's a Knicks mastermind, and he's just a bundle of love.
PJ Carlissimo? That guy's great. He was a great basketball player. Love that guy.
No, it's a little bit different, but close.
So
it's like a gangster.
PJ Dixon. So that event's, it'll probably be like
friend?
A half a day or whatever. And then after that, we'll be getting into the full day shows. It'll just be me doing my thing and bringing guys like Casey in.
When's that happen?
Which one?
April?
The next one?
When's the big event?
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's scheduled for April 23rd. We're meeting on January 7th.
Exciting.
Out.
Which location?
Oh, it'll be San Diego.
San Diego.
Hell yeah. In the
That's
house.
When you're coming back,
hey, did
Chris?
Casey bring his guitar?
I should have brought my guitar.
I should have brought my guitar had I known you were here. Yeah. I would have brought my keyboard.
I'd play a little.
We could have done like a rap rock version of like "All Lang Syne." Does anybody actually know the words to that song anyway? All the creators we forgot.
Yeah,
it works well with being hammered on champagne at that point in the night.
Right.
Well, it's like Charlie Brown's "Teacher." That's how everybody sings that song. Right. So hopefully I won't be here New Year's Eve, and I'll be back in San Diego. And Mary, thanks so much for the invitation to your party. That was much appreciated.
Yeah, me too. Thanks,
Mary.
Big
annual bash.
No.
And Mary's like, no. Oh, really? No. Because Porsche, I got the invitation. Maybe it was just from Porsche. Maybe Porsche was just planning
Porsche,
on.
Right.
Yeah, doing the big New Year's
I'll
bash
just have,
at the house there.
I'll have the dogs
are invited,
and
but
the dogs
Steve's
being
not.
Tucked out the door. We'll Uber them to your house for you.
Right, great. All right, Scott, let me ask you this, man, because this question has to be asked, which is, have you done Landmark?
That's about the only thing I haven't done.
Good. Well.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Have you done
it,
Steve?
Well, there's like this Landmark-esque kind of dialogue that people have, and you got a little bit of that.
I do. That's true.
Do you really?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let me ask you this, though, because a lot of people get caught up in the noise and kind of living by the whims and the agendas of others. Why do you think that happens? Who are folks trying to be in your mind that they're not, I guess?
Well, that's an interesting point. In my experience from working with people for a lot of years, I think it's a very common human trait and condition that people at some level, way, shape, or form are trying to please their parents, and just there's always that reaching out of trying to be accepted by mommy and daddy at some level. And I think that just trying to be accepted, you know, some people are narcissistic about it, some people have addictive behaviors around it, but at a underneath the surface of it, to me, it's just trying to be accepted and not following your own truth. And that's where the problems come up, and that's where all the symptoms show up. You know, it's where the depression comes in, addictions, and whatever else is keeping you, anything that's keeping you off that path of saying, well, I dream about this, but I can't do it, or I see my dad's face going, you'll never make money at that, you know, all those different things that pop up. That's what gets in people's way. So it's really just a matter of, the best way I think to look at it too is just understand, in my opinion, nothing is real, you know, except love. So everything, it's kind of like the love and fear thing in the Course in Miracles that Mary and I were talking about. Right. Underneath that, that's the simplest form of anything. So anything that keeps you from your heart is a story that needs to be looked at and, looked at, studied, and peeled apart and shined a light on to see underneath it that it's empty. There's nothing in there.
Yeah.
It's a dark closet that just has some, you know, programming and some voice in there from your parents going, you know, when they locked you in your closet when you're 5 years old and said you suck.
Yeah,
I gotta go in the corner and cry for a minute. Thanks, Scott.
I know sometimes I'm because I know we don't have much time, so I'm just trying to like put it all out without like making everybody feel safe.
Oh man, and I'm glad people can see me crying. This is not good. I gotta cover my. I don't like this new video aspect of what we're doing here. All right, got it. All right, so let me just. I'm trying to figure out like what makes you. I mean, because there's a lot of people kind of preaching this sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's like at some point there's more coaches than there are people who need coaches. And so we're kind of crossing that threshold of like everybody's trying to coach everybody else on something. So like all we have is like coaches coaching people like on how to be coaches. It's like this
It's like this pyramid scheme,
coaches,
right?
Coaching coaches.
It's so messy.
You got Oprah
like
at the top.
right?
Oprah's at the top and everyone else is like kind of coming down. She's making all the money.
And obviously, I mean, you've got a unique message. I get that. But if somebody's like figure out to work with you or somebody else, what kind of differentiates your work then from the others other than a lot of F-bombs?
Well, yeah, the F-bombs really aren't there that much. Well, they are today. So, you know, let me think about that for a second. Here's what's coming up for me. My take on that is, number one, I'm not even really calling myself a coach anymore. That was part of something I did that came to me when people just started to hear me and they asked if I would coach them. And I said, sure. And I started doing that. And that's how I started to see over the years what unfolded and what the stories were and how I delivered things and how I got better at it and how I opened my heart and was compassionate but also able to call them on their stuff and put them in their truth and shine a light on it. So my take on it is, number one, I'm not trying to sell myself as a coach, so I don't really need even to defend any of that if anyone's like, say, how do you stand out? But even as a coach, when I do it and when I show up in that space, from my own experience, I think I show up in that space 1,000% different based on the fact that I hold this deep, deep space and this deep container, and I just say, I'm here to love you. I'm here to intuitively read everything in your, what's going on in your system. And at the same time,
yeah,
I'm going to call you on your shit, and I'm going to shine a light on your truth, and I'm not here to kiss your ass. I'm here to help you.
Namaste.
Got it.
Namaste.
Love it or
sweet.
Suck.
All right, namaste, right? More of Scott Brennan Hoffman on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
See, it's a party whenever that music comes on. I love it. It's just like, no matter what kind of mood you're in, when that rejoin music comes in, it's just like an automatic party.
Yeah,
it's like a party in my head.
It's like a total reset.
It is. It's total reset. Exactly. All right. So here's what I want to get to. And by the way, we're talking to Scott Brandon Huffman at scottbrandonhuffman.com. Though technically you're not at scottbrandonhuffman.com right now. You're actually in the studio, in my seat, using my microphone.
You know what?
I'm stuck in Chicago.
It feels
trying to get home.
I feel so close to you now. Much closer than
I
am.
Yeah, I know, right? Are you gonna?
Okay, so this
we got Casey there. We can sing that song together.
That's right.
Feel so close to you right now. We can do that song, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do Reinvention Radio from like all the festivals. That's what we're gonna do. That's our summer goal. We're gonna go to all the festivals. So we're gonna go to Kitten Caboodle or whatever that new one is called. We're gonna go to Lollapalooza or whatever that one's called. We're gonna do all the
French
festivals
Festival,
this year.
Lilith Fair.
Exactly. We're going to do all the neighborhood street festivals as well. Matter of fact, every single hour of every single day this summer, we're going to be at a festival somewhere in some neighborhood across the country. That's the point.
All we need is a sponsor, and we're done.
The cold weather must be getting to you,
right?
Steve.
And that's where WS Radio comes in, because I know Wade is just anxiously awaiting to write us that sponsorship check. So
actually,
thanks for that.
He is. He's holding up his checkbook right now. I see him.
Right, and thank you for that. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you go back a podcast and take a listen to the last episode, which was Reinventing Why Men Cheat with Mary Knight. And that was pretty interesting. As a matter of fact, if you're just feeling like making a day of it, I say you do Reinventing Why Men Cheat, followed by Reinventing Pornography, followed by Reinventing Sex, and then Reinventing Manhood. And that should just about do it.
You got a theme going on here.
I believe that would be called... That's the Grand Slam trifecta of Reinvention Radio right there.
That is.
All right, cool. So we're talking to Scott Brandon Huffman today and Reinventing Horny. Kelly, that's your episode. That's the one that we're going to have you come on as a producer of the show. We've just been waiting for that, and now we know Kelly's topic. Okay, got it. So we're going to book Kelly for next week. All right, so let me ask you this, man, because a lot of the folks out there, they sit there and they talk about, you know, your passion and do what you love and the money will follow. And I know you're big on passion and tapping into that source and so on. Do you think that people should really do what they love and the money will follow? Do you think people should really follow their passions?
This is a trick question, Scott, just to be fair.
Question.
Go ahead and answer it.
Yes.
That's just buzzing. Step in.
Yes. Yes, no, I do. Now, there's a couple of different ways to approach it. It doesn't mean being stupid. It doesn't mean, hey, I'm going to quit my work and I've got $100 in the bank and I'm going to go start writing screenplays thinking there's going to be magical checks popping into my mailbox tomorrow. However, I believe, my personal belief is, if you are not following your passion and your joy in your life, why are you here?
I know. Amen.
It's a really bold statement, but if we're really made from love and we're these infinite beings and have all these qualities inside us that are our natural birthright of love and joy and happiness. Sounds woo-woo, but my experience is that is real, and that's why I have so much energy, because I finally tapped into that fountain. And so my thing is, everyone that walks around here going, oh, that's good, I'll do that when I'm like 80, or I'll do it when I'm dead, or I'll do it after I have this much money in the bank. You know what? I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and I was depressed, and I was low energy, and I was pissed off. And once I started following this, everything's changed. Money comes in easier. Everything's attracted to you. And I know that sounds like law of attraction, and it probably is.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Talk about that. But it's an energy thing. I know Casey's and
Muriel, you guys, all three of you meditators, not you, Steve. I don't think you might meditate.
Steve meditates with that last book he was reading. He likes to read the words.
Right?
Right. No. Hey, don't put that in your subconscious, man.
Rich, do you meditate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Rich meditates. Scott, you meditate. Casey, you meditate.
I've been meditating a lot this month.
Right?
Yeah. It's a huge
Wait, does getting high count as meditation?
Yes. It
does. Oh, then I meditate every day. Okay, great. Absolutely.
That's meditate. That's medicate, not meditate. Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say meditate or medicate? I misunderstood. No, I don't do that one. I do the other one. Yeah. That's
a
one.
Whole other subject, isn't
so,
it? Yeah.
It is. And by the way, we got to get Scott out of the studio now, because if he keeps talking this way, Mary is never coming back.
No. I'm good. I've already been traumatized.
Follow your joy. Do things you really want to be doing. You know, it's like, Mary's not coming back. All right, and I got to tell you, I mean, I do kind of believe in the law of attraction. And by the way, all of the like props that I'm getting from
Cena
specifically, I'm earning every single one of those.
No, you're not.
I haven't seen one.
Cena has something is holding that button down.
Yeah.
that
the 4X lead right now. 4X. 1,200 to the next closest is like you, Mary, at like 296. I win.
Cena, I will hunt you down. Oh my gosh, what is the deal?
Well, it's helping
she
victims of forgery.
Me.
He just looks smart. With all those
had I known, I would have hired someone to just sit there and tap the whole time.
Well, here I go. I'm going to just go ahead.
I think on Fiverr you can get
that,
right?
Start doing this, and then Rich.
Quit it.
I'm going to tap myself, man. I'm going to tap myself.
Oh, I just lost myself.
You can't tap yourself. I tried that. As a matter of fact, that's what I've been trying like, since every episode.
I just reversed frames.
There we go. We're going to catch up to you.
Hey, stop giving him. No, that's not fair. Now it's. How did you do that? So now Scott's like gone.
I just
how did
lost
he do
myself.
That?
You turned your camera around.
Out of the picture.
It just looked. Oh, there we are. But we're back.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, much better.
I just switched sides.
All right, so time's going to run out here, and I hate when that happens. We got to figure out how to get Wade to just give us the station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we never reinvention radio. All the time. I don't see anything wrong with that. We're just going to have to talk to Wade.
But I think so.
Let's make sure we do this. So what are you working on right now that is, I mean, you know, you've got the live event, but what else are you working on? Where else can people find you? What's kind of the thinking around what people should do to learn more and get more Scott Brandon Hoffman?
The best place to go would probably go to my website, get on my email list so I can keep all the projects that are coming out and keep everybody posted on that. And what we're working on is we have a book with my agent. It's a memoir about this, my whole story from this weird kind of dysfunctional big fat Jewish Greek wedding household to the trading, to the trading, to the millionaire, and to the whole woo-woo thing. And I call it going through self-help hell and all kinds of fun stuff.
Cool,
bringing the comedy in it. So that's out there, and we're going to be launching our new production company and studio. And we're going to be starting our events on a regular basis. The first one in April is more of a tester with some other people, but then we're going to have those going on. And I'm going to be starting a conscious variety show. So it's like a, if you can imagine Jimmy Fallon with comedy or with consciousness, you like that.
Whoa,
yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That just hurt my head.
So I take that, Oprah.
Another namaste.
Yeah, because it's going to be like part Oprah and part, that kind of thing. But it'd be really fun. So those are some of the big ones, the events and all that stuff and the TV shows and getting out there. Yeah.
Right on.
But definitely come to the site.
And so how does a spiritual namaste-like dude then end up celebrating New Year's? Just curious, because I know I'm doing it all wrong. So if I wanted to be a little more like at peace and at one with myself, how should I celebrate New Year's? How are you going to celebrate New Year's?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, let's see. I have a new friend coming in town that I'm supposed to see.
You want to see.
And you
friend.
Met him on Grindr?
And I met him on Grindr. I swiped right, and he said, yeah, right, baby. Right is wrong, and right is whatever it is. No, Mary's having a party, so I thought I'd go there.
I'm having a party, evidently.
We're just going to go there and bring some sage and some 8-foot candles and see what happens.
Stare at the ocean.
Nice.
Play with Steve's dogs.
Right.
Right?
All of us will be there.
They're so yappy, but they're so cute.
Oh, that's
all right. So, Casey, if you had to sing a song about Scott Brandon Hoffman, what would it be? What would be the which song would you sing if you had to pick a song about Scott? Which one would it be?
More than a woman.
Nice.
More than a woman to me.
It hits home, man. It hits home.
It got weird, but I liked it. It felt right.
You both are scared.
What happens when you intuitive?
By the way, Scott.
Yeah.
How is the transition going, by the way? Because you look like it's taken hold. It's getting there, yeah?
Which transition? The transition?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The estrogen is just emanating.
Oh, you're talking about the Katie, what's her name? What's his name? Jennings or whatever?
Caitlin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my voice is getting a little bit higher. It is.
Oh, brother.
We're hitting that spot of the 14-year-olds.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Check out ScottBrandonHoffman.com. And as always, for Mary Goulet and Rich Ortega and White Wade and the gang.
Thanks, brother.
Woo, another fun episode here of Reinvention.
See you guys.
We will talk to you guys next time. See you later.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.